Good morning. Y'all come on in the house. Okay, let's see. Oh my gosh, this is just what this does to my brain, y'all. Oh, I love seeing a heart. Good morning, y'all. Please make sure that you put yourself in the chat down in the dashboard of your Zoom. You'll see the chat. Make sure you are marked to everyone so that you can share your wisdom and that your question, if you have a question, it gets to be seen. Because if you don't put it to everyone, it just shows up for me. And I will be here in the call and I will be looking at the chat, but it will be the lovely Coach Heather will be in the chat today, and she will be working the chat. She will be in all capital letters. That's what all of us in OBS coaches do, is we use capitals. We're not shouting. It's so you can find us, so you can find our comment. So it is so funny. I'm trying to figure out, like I always figure out somewhere in the middle of this game, how to change my name, and I know it's right in front of me, but y'all, this is like, this is a perfect small moment for me to calm my nervous system and come back and get my cognitive brain online so that I can see what I'm doing, because I have actually learned that when I'm in anxiety that I get, you know, my cognitive functioning is not as clear. So when it takes me about 2 or 3 minutes for the cortisol to come down, the adrenaline to come down. So I'm just going to make some small talk and remind you guys that to please make sure that you are, have you marked yourself to everyone? And so we can see your comment. Coach Heather's going to be in the chat. If you have any questions, I am Coach Judith. I am a private coach here for the NoBS team. I primarily work with my one-on-one clients, and I get to do fun calls like this with you guys a couple times a month. You'll see me working the chat on calls as well. And I just love my job and love what I get to do. I've lost 80 pounds. I've been a member since 2017. And about 2018, I became a mentor. I was going to all the camps and I was working the exercisers group. In 2019, I decided I was going to go to the life coach school, and went to the life coach school, and I was hired as a member. It was for Corinne's birthday. 7/12/2020 was when I started working for NoBS. So, oh, Cheryl, hey, I see yours just popped right up. How about that? So please excuse me for having chewing gum in my mouth, because one of the other fun side effects from the kind of anxiety I experience, the somatic response that I'm having, is I get very dry mouth. So I chew the gum to help me speak better. So this is the monthly assessment for May call, monthly assessment for May. This is the planning for June call. You will want to have the worksheets that for the monthly assessment and for the monthly plan. I'm going to show you where to get those. If you don't have them already, no worries. Coach Heather already has you covered in the chat. She's been dropping the link if you want to go blueprint those, but you really need to do that if you don't have them already. No worries, because this is going to be on the replay on probably be Monday before it'll pop back up, and you'll have access to this. So, and I'll be coaching one person on this call. And so I'm checking my notes here, making sure that I am good to go, and Coach Heather, that we're good to go. And I'm going to put the chat over here in the corner. I'm going to give it one last look. I know it's the three dots, but I can't find the three dots. Y'all, we have the captions. If you see something or hear something and you want to give a little love, a little shout out, a little something to the person being coached, or something resonates with you. I just see some hearts going up. Love that. I can't find the three dots right now. It's so funny. But my brain is at, I'm cognitively, I'm here. I'm breathing. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to share my screen And I'm going to show you. Am I sharing my screen right now? Yes, let's do that. Screen share. What you should see in front of you. I didn't do a sound check. I'm hoping at this point y'all can hear me. So this is your No BS homepage. And over to the left, you will see the menu selection. From the menu selection, to find the worksheets, go to self-study resources. This first area located right here that my mouse is circling over, you will always find for when you have finished the No BS weight loss program. This is the what's next category. And if you have questions about what's next, this link will take you to what is next for you. Oh, there was Corinne with her confetti throwout. Next, you will see what we are currently focusing on. So the current focus this month, y'all, was conquering the scale. And conquering the scale was, I have to say, on a personal level, something that probably is the most impactful for me. I figured this out for myself kind of along the way because, you know, at No BS, you get to create your weight loss journey your way. And my way included, I started out with a number and then I wasn't real consistent on weighing. And it got down to a point, even after I lost my weight, I just chose not to weigh and I focused on my actions. The four basics is how I lost my weight. And daily, I knew if I was taking care of myself daily, that I was maintaining or losing, and gave myself, you know, the understanding of when I was overeating and making my next best decision. It truly was that simple. And this call has given me great pause to reflect on my journey as you guys are out there on your journey and remembering it truly is the four basics and conquering the scale. You get to determine your relationship with the scale. And Corinne has broken it down for you to decide how you want to show up and what relationship you want to have with the scale. And she gave us the tools of using, you know, the four N's new belief process to take a new approach to our weekly scale data and how we can use her method and how we can use that on our monthly planning assessment and monthly planning. I've got a little bit off track here, but I'm going to get right back on to showing you where to get the worksheet. You're like, Coach Judith, show us that worksheet. So there's the May focus, and here's the coming, the June, the summer reset program, y'all. That's next Saturday from 9 to 1 Central. You're not going to want to miss this. This is going to be a super program. I've seen the worksheet, y'all. And then the June focus is going to be the stalls and plateaus. And I have previewed this as well. And just when you think it can't get any better, it's truly, these are some amazing classes that Corinne has given us. So here's where you're going to find it, down here on the self-paced workshops. I'm going to click on that. Oh, and that's not where you're going to find that worksheet. You're going to find it down here in the helpful worksheet section. Okay. So I'm scrolling a little fast right here in the center. See this banner says weekly and monthly assessments. From there, here's where you can find your weekly data deep dive. And here is where you find your monthly assessment. And that's where you can print it from. So I'm going to stop share for just a moment. Come back over here. And so I'm going to talk a little bit more about conquering the scale now that I've shown you where to find your monthly assessment. And the reason monthly data is valuable is because it gives us a chance to see our trends over time and how to approach the month in the next way. And I can personally speak to this, that sometimes I start my months out strong. Sometimes I am all in doing all the things, even as a coach and as a doing this for, this is my fifth year. I'm going into my fifth year. I still am of the illusion, as I stand before you here today, that I must do this perfectly to even stand here and be your coach. And I want to tell you, I do not do this perfectly. I do show up for myself authentically every day. That's my personal approach to maintaining my weight loss. And, but the data, if you are someone who is confused and you don't understand why you aren't losing weight, if you do not have data, you are doing yourself a disservice. Having the data is, it's going to help point you in a direction that you want to go, where to work on. I've worked with many of my private clients. You know, it's going to boil down to, spoiler alert, your thoughts and doable hunger. But if you are not tracking and knowing what you're eating or where you overate or why you overate, it's not going to serve you if you don't have that kind of awareness yet. So we want the data to draw awareness, focus, to pull you in so that we can have a look, a snapshot of what's going on. And then we can be intentional. This is about taking the data and moving forward with intentionality to create the results you want. So even if for this past month, the scale data didn't shift for you, you can use this as an opportunity to focus on your mindset around how the scale has shifted or your mindset has shifted. So even if you didn't lose weight, it's your mindset around how you are showing up for yourself and seeing that. So I've got a little analogy here. I'm going to go a little off script, and I hope the impact. I came across this and I thought it was super interesting. So I've got two rolls of paper towels. They are both fresh paper towels, and neither they have the seal. They are Bounty. And so if you start out like this, and you're thinking about your progress through the month, or you could even use this as an analogy for your progress for weight loss, right? When so many people say, you know, it's so slow, but it's going to be so long and stuff like that. But what you don't realize and how you don't see your results, right? Like everyone wants that instant gratification, you know? So you make a plan or lose a pound. No, and then you drink your water and you start pulling things off and you're just going, you know, you're working on your progress and you just keep showing. You've been doing it for like a week now, and then you get on the scale and you're like, but I really can't see a difference. There's not a difference. Although in this picture, maybe I pulled off a little too many. You don't see it yet. But you want to keep going. You want to keep showing up for yourself. You want to keep drinking the water, and then you want to work on your bedtime. Y'all, let me tell you, sleep is so important for so many things. Focusing on your sleep. You're like, Coach Judith, I've been working on my sleep. I've been working on my mindset around normalizing that I don't want to go to bed early, but I see the value. I know my next best step is working on my sleep and going to bed at 10 o'clock at night. So you're making these changes, and then you get on the scale and you've lost a pound. But you're like, I still don't see it. But this is how change happens. Change happens slowly over time. You keep showing up. You work on your process. You keep chipping away at it. One activity, one thought, one pound at a time. Can you guys see the dust flying around? This is how change happens. You just keep doing it. And I keep on emphasizing, I'm going to get the roll a little smaller. This is how you create change. It's just like that. I hope that's a powerful, powerful visual for you guys when you're thinking about how you're showing up, why we do this work, why it is truly about the next best decision and not losing yourself in the weeds of thinking, I didn't do it perfectly, because Coach Judith lost her weight and she did not do it perfectly either. So, ask yourself what your next month in no BS could look like if you were to begin this month with a new belief as a guidepost. So I want y'all to type that in the chat. What could this month look like if you used a new belief, being willing to pull the paper towels off one at a time, having a belief, what could you create in 1 month for yourself? 1 ounce at a time. I love it. Great visual. Keep moving forward. Yes. Y'all share your wisdom. I know you've got some wisdom you want to impart on other people too. What could the end of the month look like if you practiced a new belief, practicing with intention that you could turn, it's scrolling fast on me here, that you could turn the tide of getting back to goal weight. Yes. Revealing a lighter body and less shitty thoughts that weigh me down. So good. Canyon Hiker, I see you around. That you're healing Stephanie, that I'm healing my body and creating my health. Y'all, this is so, that was such a powerful thought to have because we get the opportunity. We've been given this cake mix, so to say, this life, and we get to bake this cake any way we want. And if you want to create a cake that's a size 12, then you get to do that. If you want to create a cake that has a healthy esophagus, I'm all into the, I don't even know if it's an analogy or a metaphor. You get to create your health. This is an opportunity. I gained so much momentum with that belief that I got to create my health because I was in all the things, right? But doctor wanted to put me on medications for the triglycerides, for the reflux. And I decided not to. And then I used this as an opportunity to create my health. And I started where I was at with what I had. And I chipped away and I pulled one towel at a time, one paper towel at a time. I just kept showing up just like you. I know this is how I achieve my weight loss. And so for Kendall, it's her birthday month and her gift to herself at the end of the month, looking back on her data, and she kept celebrating that she showed up for herself to feel proud and accomplished. It's happening. Believe in myself and keep going. Real and lasting change. Keeping promises to myself. So good. All right. I'm scrolling here. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you, let's see. It's worksheet time. That's what it is. I'm going to pull up the worksheet and I'm going to give you about 8 minutes to do your monthly assessment for May. I have to keep emphasizing that because I, for some reason, I want to say June, but we are going to plan for June. But right now, get your monthly assessment paper, your data that you do or do not have. We are going for imperfection right now. I can't see my screen. Okay. And I'm going to share the screen while you guys fill out the data. Can someone let me know if that's too big? Does it like hog up the whole screen for you or is it okay? It's okay. Thank you, Stephanie. So glad you're here. I'm marking myself to everyone. And now I see those three dots so I can change my name. I think. Rename. There it is. Oh, it's just showing the top third. You will need to scroll down, Judith. All right. How about I'm going to zoom out. That's probably too small. You can get the No BS t-shirt on Amazon. Go to, too small. Okay, I gotta put the timer on. Y'all keep an eye on me. How's that? Is that good? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Heather. Oh, thank you. Heather has put the questions into the chat. Adjusted your screen size. Zoom ratio. Okay, I'm going to stop screen share. And I am going to be looking for one person while you're finishing up who would be willing, who would like to create some change in her life for the next month. And we will walk through together your worksheet. And, oh, Maggie, if you're meant to have your hand up, I will be calling on you. Just want to let you know as I guess I didn't tell y'all, this is a webinar style call. This is not a group call. So when I call you up, you will be seen. Soma, I love that. This is the first time using this worksheet. So proud of you. So proud. Okay, Maggie, I'm going to promote you to panelist and you come on up. Hey.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you. I'm still in my pajamas.
Hey, that's what I would be doing. I really wanted to do this call in my workout clothes and a hat, but I decided to show up. So thank you for raising your hand.
And no problem.
Let's start with your monthly assessment on the, I'm holding mine in my hand here. You plan to lose, maintain this past month.
I had planned to just maintain. I had a big surgery at the end of April, so my goal was just to focus on recovery. So just plan to maintain. And I actually, it looks like I gained about 5 pounds this month. Last week when I had weighed, I had stayed the same, and this week I was up 6. So I don't know if it's just water weight or where that was, but. I'm going to be okay with that.
Right. Because the surgery was necessary. And did you, we'll dig down in through your data a little bit. Okay. Just so for the record though, it was up plus five for the month.
Yeah. We'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what changed is that you did have a surgery, but how are you feeling in your body today?
Okay. I'm feeling better than when I first had surgery, so I can tell my body is healing from that. But like the changes that I noticed beyond the weight, I really worked on trusting your body course this month and practicing a lot of self-compassion, and being extra kind and just, working through loving myself no matter what was the scale was saying or whether I followed plans or not. And then in my body appearance and physical health, I had a hip replaced. So just from the amount of pain I was at the end of last month to now just feeling less pain and seeing how my body was able to heal itself. And how sometimes like during the month, it would be very like, consistent pain or I wouldn't feel like I was going anywhere. And then there would be like a great improvement. So it wasn't like every single day was better. It was like, it just seemed like I plateaued and then would have a great improvement. So that kind of helped me
sort of
see
like,
that's all
sort of, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but sort of like what you're talking about, like the pain you were experiencing kind of sounds like weight loss, right? Kind of goes right. Up and then down a little plateau and down. Or you were as it was.
Yeah. Yeah. But generally the graph is improving, you know, you just don't see that every day. So, yeah.
Okay. So make sure I get this. So on the data review, we're going to, on the ratings and giving yourself. So like the one would be like you're the, or the four would be like you're a master at doing it. A three would be, you would consider yourself that you're pretty much like well on your way. And if you gave yourself a two for the data part, you're making good progress and you have awareness. And like, if you were giving yourself a one on anything, that's just kind of a flat out, just gonna need some, I need to work on that. I'm just gonna be honest with myself and stay curious about how I can make some level up. So from those, you've already done the data review.
Yes.
Okay. So let's take your data review and go to your keep, start, stop. So based on your data review, what came up for you that you would like to keep for this coming month?
The three to keep was making the 24-hour plan. I think I had like 96% of the time. So like most of the time I make a 24-hour plan.
Right.
And then it wasn't like the keep, I said awareness, just because I'm doing a lot better. And that wasn't somewhere where I was able to track, I think, but I noticed myself after Trusting Your Body course, when I'm eating off plan, I noticed that it's for comfort and stuff. So I just put awareness. And then self-compassion. I really tried this month to just show myself compassion, because like following the 24-hour plan, I think I followed it one day out of the 30, even though I made it. Mm-hmm. And that puts a lot of judgment in my head. Like, what is the point of making this plan when you never follow it? Like, you're just wasting the 10 minutes that you are trying to write this plan every day. So trying to combat that and self-compassion. So awareness, 24-hour plan, and self-compassion.
Let me ask you about that, about why are you making plans? And even if you don't follow them every day, why do you make a 24-hour plan?
Because I'm not going to give up on myself, and I know that this is the way to live my life. Once the ball starts rolling for me, I know that this will be long-term sustainable. So I just try to tell myself that I just haven't been able to get into the habit of following or assessing the way I should, but I'm starting. So it's a start.
Okay. Like there was that coachable word in there, should, but you are moving forward with compassion. And that's what I want you focusing on, that compassion component, just like you're doing, and how you, and I'm also curious about, are you making your plans doable for yourself? Or if you're following a trend, if you see that you aren't following your plan, how can you make your plans more doable? Because, you know, sometimes when we put that food on there intentionally and we draw our attention to, well, I could have, I don't know, you never said this, 7 cookies, but do I really want the cookies? But I can put the cookies on there because I've had them for the past couple of days because I've been using them for comfort and I'm aware. But by actively putting the food on your plan that you've been snacking could help you make a decision in the moment.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I do put a dessert on there every day so that I can eat that mindfully. I guess when I notice my patterns, it's more that I need to increase my bandwidth or I'm out of my home base. And so I'm like picking up some crackers as I'm trying to deal with kids or something, just to try to like call myself with food. So that was part of that awareness thing. I do feel like I make my plans doable. I did notice before last month when I did this call that I was putting foods that I would have to cook on there that weren't prepared and ready in the fridge already. And then either I wouldn't feel good from the surgery or something would come up and then my planned food wasn't available whatsoever. So I've tried to trend more towards, if it's not in the fridge, that I'm not planning it for that day. I can plan it for tomorrow and then assess. So that's how I have been trying that with assessing plans. I mean, I could be at 96 or 100% with assessing, but a lot of times it's that self-judgment that I'm just frustrated because I know I was so off plan and didn't follow very much that I just don't even want to assess. I just say, I'm going to start the day over and not do that assessment. And then that's the cycle that's repeated. And I've noticed that's what's been happening this month.
So what would it be like to assess the plan and being, and just coming full? Because usually it's the story that we tell ourselves that is so much worse than the actual facts. Because food is a fact. What we ate, what we put on the plan is a fact. And by putting it on paper and allowing yourself the gift of assessing can take that story down. It's just being willing, right, to use that four ends process to create a new belief for yourself that it's, I notice I'm thinking, I should have planned, or I ate off plan and I don't want to see it. But what if today I practice putting what I actually ate and just making it factual and seeing the facts and letting the judgment just roll off like water on your back? Because Corinne used to call judgment, I believe y'all hang close, what, listen carefully, judgment is the mayo on the shit sandwich. It's optional. It's you drop the judgment. There is no shame. And that's sort of that component of self-judgment is it's a shameful thing. So we want to hide. So by bringing the facts to light, all you did was eat food and tell yourself a story. Stop the storytelling. Be willing. Neutralize. Normalize. Next best thought, next best action is to be like, you know what? I'm willing to show up and put this on paper and just let it be. There is no, I'm not going to hide from myself anymore.
Maybe I just need to do the assessment better. I've tried, like, are there excuses I'm using to eat? I really felt like excuses felt judgmental just personally to me. So I changed it. Like, are there any thoughts I'm using to eat? So I try to do that, but it just seems like I don't do the assessment because did I follow my 24-hour plan? No, I didn't. Why or why not? Well, because I was comfort eating when there was stress. What were today's signals that I were hungry and had enough? Well, I didn't really get hungry signals because I had been snacking all day and I felt nauseous after I had enough. Did I follow them? Why or why not? No, because I was comfort eating. And then what can I do to make weight loss easy? So I feel like those ones are just the ones that I maybe self-judge or I'm just like, well, yeah, it's obvious. Like,
yeah,
it's obvious. And then what can I do to make weight loss easier? I'll say, you know, plan food that's actually here or try to follow plan 50% more. And here's why I'm worth the work is not a problem for me. And I do sometimes if I'm just in this massive judgy mode or I'm just not in a good headspace, I just write the three things I did right today because my brain does like that. I guess it's just those, did I follow, and the signals, questions that sometimes make me not want to put something, or sometimes just filling out the actual food. I don't even remember everything I ate because it's just been like, and so then I feel bad, like, oh my gosh, I'm so off plan. I don't even remember. So, but those aren't facts. Those are judgments. Yeah.
Okay. So what if exactly, what if you just don't answer those questions? What if you just put down the facts? This is what I ate. And this is what I'm going to assess. This is just, and just make from the next day, but showing up and just putting the facts down and not judging yourself with those questions, because that's what's happening. It's a series of, well, no. And you understand it's just, it's almost for you. It's using, you're using it as a trigger to shame, right? And to hide.
Yeah.
And so we don't, so you don't have to answer those questions. You don't have to answer. Let them be. And what if you write in there things that the compassion part? This is where I'm going to be compassionate for myself. This is where I'm going to extend myself some grace, but I'm willing to show up and document what I ate and move forward to the next day. I'm going to look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So like that keep, start, stop. So based on my data, what are three new actions I could start doing? One of them was assessing the plans. And then tracking, just like I printed off the deep dive weekly data worksheet. And I think I'm going to do that too. And then I with the successful urges and number of discovery worksheets, I haven't done that. Mm-hmm. So then the worksheets.
Just so I'm clear, is that based on your data, that's the new actions you would like to try and start?
Yeah, those were those three that when I was looking at it, like my low assessments and not following plans, and like not doing the worksheets, I thought, I didn't like, I was going to put, eating on plan or following my 24-hour plan, but, it just seems so nebulous. Like it was so out there that it wasn't actionable, but
I was going to say, I have a question for you. You know, you had mentioned in there about that you were comfort eating and you're someone who has awareness about being out of her window. You've done the trusting your body work and you have awareness. Mm-hmm. What if you start with your awareness, practicing, changing that thought that you're really not eating for comfort? That's a story you tell yourself too. That's the illusion. It's just a temporary distraction. The brain. Yeah. And that being willing, because ultimately you're not creating comfort for yourself in the long run. It's a temporary in the moment for an emotional need, for a physical feeling. We're feeling pain, which is normal. And I also want to offer that to you too, to normalize that, of course, my body's feeling pain. And I can't create comfort with food. Food is just a distraction. And doing it with your eyes wide open, if you can always decide not to in the moment, like I'm aware I'm about to eat this pack of crackers and I can choose to eat it or not. And I know it's not going to create comfort for me. It's just a temporary distraction and I can say no. Empower yourself in those moments.
You know, before April with the Trust in Your Body course, I didn't even have, like, I knew I ate stuff, but I didn't it wasn't like a light bulb moment. And then doing Trusting the Body course, it was just like a light bulb moment where I was like, oh, like this, there's no food. This is why I'm doing it. Cause sometimes the four basics were really, it seemed really hard. Now sleep and water I have on lock, but like, I was like, why can I not follow a plan? Like, why can't I just wait for hunger? And it was almost like trusting your body was the missing link that, oh, like I'm like my habit brain has taken over and I'm not, like in that home base. And so I have been practicing that a lot and that has been a huge help for comfort. And, I think I've noticed like this past 2 weeks, I'm weaning off my oxycodone and I was on it for over a month. And so, we're lowering it slowly, but the dopamine hits from oxycodone are just better than food. And it's like, I see myself, like, as I'm lowering my dose, wanting that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like yesterday was a bad eating. I was just in everything because I'm now at half the dose I used to be. And I finally stopped myself at night and I was like, you know, no amount of food is going to fix what my brain is looking for. And so then I sat down, did some breaths, did some like centering and was able to stop it. And so it was just awareness.
That is just so like, good. Like I want to give a pause. This is pause for what you are doing with awareness, empowering yourself with knowledge. Like my brain is used to getting oxycodone. Of course, using that four ends process, noticing your thought was oxycodone is better than food. I think it feels better than food to the brain or something like that. Now that's debatable, but is that a thought you really want to carry around in your pocket? So we want to drop that into the four ends process. And like, of course I would be thinking that I've been in pain and now I'm experiencing some different feelings, some different urges in my body as I'm weaning off and allowing yourself to drop into just the fact, which would be, I am weaning off of oxycodone. This is what my body's experiencing and I am empowered. I have awareness and I'm always capable of choosing what I want and making my next best decision.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm doing that for the pain meds. And I feel like it's been a great, example of urges with weight loss, because no matter how much my body wants an extra pill, I'm weaning off on my doctor's approval, and I am not taking, because I know that pathway, and I would not do that. So my body throws up urge after urge after urge, and I'm just like, I can talk myself through it. But sometimes with food, like before this, I'd have an urge for food and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just can't, you know, and I go get something. But it's like, no, if I can sit through these urges, I can sit through food urges. And I didn't die or get pregnant from not having extra oxycodone, and I'm not going to have the same with the food. So it's just training my body and my brain that
yes,
it's, I mean, okay, you'll get through it.
Yes, Maggie, you are such a good example for all of us who are, you know, aren't on medications, who aren't trying. You're getting so much love and support in the chat for how you are showing up for yourself with awareness. And I heard that yang compassion you had. And I just saw that mama look you gave your kids.
Yeah. He's like coming right up like, I didn't talk to you.
And that's a look you can give those urges too. Like, not now. Yeah. Oh, I see you. But you have so much awareness. And I hear the energy of what you're going through and what you're experiencing. And I do need to get the June monthly plan up.
Yeah, you're sorry.
But I also want to support you and thank you for showing up. And did you get to go over your stops, what you're going to stop for the month?
I'm just going to focus more on start, and then maybe I'm going to stop the judgment of the assessment. And if that means compassionately showing myself, well, we're just not going to do those two questions, just showing up every day for the assessment on what I'm feeling. And then maybe one day trying a question without judgment. Because there are quite a number of days that I don't come, that I wait for hunger. It's not all the time I'm just grazing. So just stopping the judgment and being willing to be curious on that. So yeah. I think I have those.
Yes. And being curious and just being willing to be honest. It's just food. All that happened is you ate food and your brain wants to tell a story. Just coming back to that. Okay. So one thing from each category to focus on for the month ahead. Okay. We're going to take, that's going to go in for the monthly planning for June. So one from each category that you just went through, you will take and put on your plan for the monthly planning for June. So I'm kind of talking that out loud as I'm also going to drop you down. And again, thank you for showing up for yourself in huge ways this month. I'm sending
you. Thank you for having me on.
Healing vibes too. Okay. Thank you. I'm putting you back down to attendee. All right. Okay, y'all, that was so good. Like so unexpected to, you know, the combination of the medicine and her awareness of trusting your body has just given her so much traction on what she's experiencing this month. And if she can gift herself with the knowledge of her awareness and compassion moving forward, the progress is going, it's just, she's doing so good. All right. So what I'm going to do now, I am shifting gears to the monthly plan. Y'all, this is in your No BS planner. Can someone confirm to me? Can you see this? Does this look good? Give me a thumbs up. Yes. Okay. We got a thumbs up. So Maggie will take from her monthly assessment and drop into her monthly planning for June, the things she's going to focus on for this month. And from that, she can also do the three things that are going to get in her way. And if those things happen, here is her plan. For the purpose of the rest of this call, I want to talk about one food habit. Oh, perfectly imperfect. Back over here, I have a nice flow to follow. And so we're going to do the worksheet. Heather's going to drop, well, so the monthly plan again is in your No BS planner. And I'm going to have it up here. on the screen. I'm going to give you guys just about 5 minutes to cover it. Maybe you're already doing it, but I am, for the sake of time, giving you about 5 minutes. And in the chat, if you want to share what you're working on for the month, I would love to see that. Oh, thank you for that, Donna. Oh, was not expected. So in the chat, if you want to drop what you're working on for your monthly plans for the month of June. You can ask for feedback in the chat. And on the three things you'll do this month to hit your goal, make sure you use what you've decided to keep, start, stop from the assessment. River's going to serve less. So River, the coach in me, loves that and wants to ask, how will you know you've served less? Maybe somebody in the chat wants to offer some of their input. I'm having a hard, I want to talk about me when y'all put that up there, but I'm trying not to. I get excited with anxiety. It's really, the truth be told, with anxiety, I'm going to tell y'all, when my heart beats, when I catch an excited heartbeat and I'm not working out, my brain interprets it as, you know, Puma, I'm in full throttle, ready to go run. And anxiety and excitement vibrate on the same level. And so when I get excited and then I hear myself talking fast, oh, thank you, Manda Panda. All right. Cheryl's going to continue with no TV when she's eating with no food, which that right there, what a gift. So much power to be had right there. Get you off autopilot, eating with a distracted, not very conducive for weight loss. So I'm going to make sure as you're doing your planning that you are specific about when and where you will complete your 24-hour plan. At my desk, in the mornings, before I, air quote, clock in. And this month, what are you looking forward to learning? And I've put in here already, the June focus, stalls and plateaus. And here's that important question. Why is working on your health important to you? Y'all, we get this one body. River's answering. She will know because she will serve less because she typically has eaten a full sandwich. So she'll cut it in half and serve herself half. Same food, one scoop instead of two, et cetera. So good. I love that you can be specific. Working on your health. Coming back to the worksheet, looking at making sure that you have layered in a layer of accountability for yourself. That showing up for yourself in Facebook, showing up for yourself in your accountability group, being engaged with No BS, being intentional about how, what you're going to study, your focus of the month is going to help you get to your goal. It's an active, intentional step for weight loss. Who will you reach out to? What can you change in your routine this month to make weight loss easier? So it was Cheryl shared, she's not going to eat in front of the TV. That's one routine activity she's willing to give up to make weight loss easier. So powerful. Okay, I'm going to drop this down. I'm going to stop screen share. I'm going to have some closing remarks. So I did talk about, I want to make sure that you're looking ahead. If you haven't finished conquering the scale, to please make sure, put that in. You still have time. There's still, what, 2-3 days left in the month. And next month, next Saturday will be the Summer Reset Program. And it's from 9 to 4 Central. You can catch that, put that on your calendar. Of course, everything Corinne does will be available to you in a replay. And so when you write your weekly plans, get tactical about how you're going to show up. Again, this is straight from your monthly planning. How are you going to show up? Who are you going to show up to? And, you know, as when I'm working with my clients, and many of my clients are in accountability groups, and they find a lot of camaraderie, they find a lot of similarities and so much support and love and all the things. But y'all, I also hear it from my clients, like, they won't call me out. I just wish they would call me out on my bullshit. Like, we show up, we do the things. Be willing just to be honest and say, you know, if I said I was going to come in here every day and tell you I had my plan done and she doesn't show up and she's hiding, just give her a nice little, if y'all use Marco Polo or text, and be like, hey, I'm looking for your plan this morning. Just wanted to give you a little shout out, give you a little nudge. That is love. That is not being mean. That is not hiding. That is you showing up, being a good accountability partner. Friendly kick in the arse, Amanda Panda said. Agreed. This is super huge. What a perfect time to next week. I bet Heather could tell. I'm not sure if it starts Sunday or Monday. We are doing the From the Conquering the Scale self-paced work. You will find a freestanding bar that has the Doable Hunger Challenge. Oh, it says right here on my notes, it starts on Monday. So Monday, we're going to be doing the Doable Hunger Challenge from Conquering the Scale. And you're going to see activity in your Facebook groups. You can get your accountability groups engaged in all of this and lose some weight. Like, what a way to start the summer out, being intentional, putting it forefront, right there in the front of your mind, moving with the community towards your goal. Okay, y'all, we got it all covered. Thank you for showing up for yourself this month. Remember, it is about chipping away at that paper towel. It's just, you just keep showing up, showing up, showing up. You will see changes. You're not going to see them in a day. You might not see them in a week, but over time, this is how we create weight loss, with using the four basics, using the four ends process. I mean, how appropriate is that? Corinne's like the queen of the fours. Anyway, thank you again for your time. I will see you in the Facebook. Would love to see how you're doing. And we are on the money. If I could talk for 20 more seconds, I could do this exactly 1 hour. I will. I'm going to thank the lovely Coach Heather for being my wingman today. Just knowing she's there is super powerful to know that I've got a strong woman there holding my back. So thank you, Coach Heather. Thank you all. We are on the money. Bye.